This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A proposed change to IRS policy could require Coloradans pay federal income taxes on future TABOR refunds. Colorado leaders have been quick to condemn the idea. Governor Jared Polis called it an absurd reversal of 30 years of policy. The IRS is accepting comments on the proposal until at least mid-October. Denver Public Schools is nearly fully staffed with mental health supports for students, an area where many districts are struggling. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The district had success recruiting last year's psychology interns and graduate students. Many will carry on this year as full-time school psychologists. Every district-managed school has the required minimum of one mental health provider, and across all schools is almost at the minimum. DPS reports that a quarter of mental health staff are people of color. That compares to 14% identifying as such nationally. Last year, 607 students received individual therapy or substance use support. 70% reported reductions in anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress symptoms. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It takes a lot of electricity to run municipal water systems. A new hydroelectric plant being built in Pueblo is expected to help cut those costs. Pueblo Water's Matt Trujillo says they'll use pressurized water already coming into the system from the Arkansas River to generate power on site.
We're trying to shave our peak demand, so we'll have special equipment in place to make sure that power is not pushed back on the grid, but it'll be used internally here on the site.
The new plant is expected to open early next year. Total cost for the project is around $10 million. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org.